Jashauna Bellamy, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for being a guest on Labors for Neighbors. You and I are fast friends. You live in Tabor City, North Carolina, correct?
Whiteville, but I work in Tabor City.
But when I met you yesterday, you were in Tabor City, correct?
I was, yes, sir.
And you and your friend Linda are best friends, and my mom and son and I were in North Carolina, in South Carolina, North Carolina, going to the beach, coming back from Myrtle Beach. We ate at your nice seafood restaurant. Do you know the name of it?
Dale Seafood. Mr. Rusty and Sue Tyson are the owners. They know me personally, know what day of the week I'm coming.
It was, when do you ever eat I never eat seafood for lunch. You eat seafood for dinner as a general rule in my upbringing. And so it was very unusual for us to stop, have seafood for lunch. As good. and you and Linda had seafood for lunch. And how often do you eat at Dale's?
Now, let me help you. We didn't even have seafood for lunch. Ooh. So they have a lunch special every day. And that particular day was the pork chop special. So we had pork chops.
That day was pork chop special day?
Yes.
We missed out.
I'm sorry. And it's delicious. So you'll have to come back, not just for the seafood, but for the soul food as well.
Well, and listen, you'll have to meet us there because you and Linda reached out to my son, who is 6'8" and he's 5 years old. No, he's not 5 years old, but he's 17. He just turned 17. And you were just telling me that you said to Linda, you got out of your car, you were heading to the restaurant, and you said to yourself or to Linda, what?
I said, now this guy is probably like 14 or 15 years old and he's 7 foot tall. I'm gonna ask him, how old are you and how tall are you and whose basketball team are you gonna play for?
What church do you go to in Whiteville?
Well, my husband and I, we pastor 2 churches in Tabor City. I know, wow. And they're actually like 1.3 miles apart.
You're the pastor of 2 churches?
2 churches. Yes, sir.
What were the churches?
So the church that my husband and I, we birthed, we founded the churches, and it's called the Life Center Ministries. It's right on the state line, 1001 Hickman Road in Tabor City, North Carolina.
It's on the state line?
It's on the state line.
Do you pay?
So I'm sure when you were coming from Myrtle Beach, you probably passed right by it.
Well, I'm going to go back down there tomorrow and have seafood, see your church, go back to the beach. What's the name of the other church, and why did you? Are you affiliated? Do you pastor the second church?
Okay, so the second church is St. Stephen Holiness Church, 203 Fair Bluff Road, Tabor City. And that church is actually my husband's home church, the church he grew up in. His pastor died, and the church was without a pastor for approximately a year. Mm. And by him being what we call a homeboy, we were already flourishing at our present ministry, and the church was like, hey, why don't you come over here and pastor your home church as well? We don't have a pastor.
Do you do a sermon on the Sunday? Does your husband do a sermon? How does that work?
So normally my husband does a lot of the ministering, and if he desires for me to preach a word, you know, he allows me to do so.
Does he do 2 different sermons or the same sermon at 2 churches?
2 different sermons. He spends a lot of time with God, but he does spend time with me too.
How or why does he manage that? 2 sermons every Sunday.
So the good part is his home church is only a 2 Sunday church.
Okay. Every other Sunday.
There you go. Yeah. So he's only there 2 Sundays out of the month.
But two Sundays of the month, he is out of his mind a little bit, isn't he?
I think so. He doesn't think so.
You have a wonderful song called Wait. Who wrote that song?
I'm guilty.
You could feel, hear, and sense it. Oh, this was at a production studio. Where do you get your work done?
Well, all glory belongs to God, of course. But my producer is Desmond Gore with Desmond Gore Music Productions. He is originally from Loris, South Carolina, and he resides in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Great young man, integral young man, talented, gifted, anointed. He is just, he's the guy.
How do you know him?
I've known him, God, probably since he was a child. I'm older than he, but he has grown and groomed in the music production field, and he's just, he's really flourishing. He's on a lot of different labels, and he's so humble and low-key. I just tell the people all the time, please remember his name, Desmond Gore, Desmond Gore, Desmond Gore, because
he's full-time in music production, right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And again, what town is his facility at in?
In Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Fayetteville. And so Fayetteville, but Fayetteville is not known as a music hub, is it? Not really.
No, not really, but, you know. Good things can come out of Nazareth.
Well, good things are coming out of Nazareth. Good things are coming out of Fayetteville. Man, I got to look up his studio just to see what else he's doing. There's a tiny chance that I can, if you're online, one or two or five of your songs are online with you singing, correct?
Two of them are. I'm getting ready to release another one in September.
Ooh, interesting. Well, what we'll do, maybe we'll do one of the two where I can put it at the end of this video and that people can see you singing, see you. Where do you get your work ethic from growing up? Who was your work hero?
Mom and dad. And I always put it on my dad. My dad has always been provider. He was in the military for 21 and a half years, Army branch. My mother was military as well. She did 5 years, and then she came out honorable discharge so that she could raise my brother and I. She did more of the stay at home and working in between, but they're workers.
Are they still in the land of the living?
They are.
See, I want to meet them, because and it just goes back and back and back. And originally, you know, I want to ask an atheist, where do you think this originates from, this love and this charity and this generosity? Besides your music and your ministry, you also, I gather that you are a tent maker, that you have either a part-time job or a full-time job, yes?
Full-time job, yes, sir. I work 40 hours a week.
You work where full-time?
I work at Tabor Correctional Institution. I am a correctional social worker.
That takes it out of you, doesn't it?
It's not that bad. It's really not that bad.
Besides having a font of energy, why is it not that bad? It sounds like you would be beaten emotionally, not traumatized, but emotionally spent at the end of the day.
No, I tell people, so our particular facility houses 1,750 inmates is what we are capacity to house. Last, I try and check the statistics to keep in line of how many people are in our facility. And the last time I checked, which was probably like last week, we were like at 1438. So my husband and I, we pastor two churches, and I just tell people that I have a third mega ministry of 1438 men.
What is the catchment area for, say it again, Tabor?
Tabor Correctional Institution.
Tabor Correctional Institution. What is the catchment area for that institution?
It's an all-male facility.
But what geographical area?
Well, we're in Tabor City.
Right.
But we have inmates that are from all across the state of North Carolina.
I see.
So there are 100 counties in North Carolina. So they could be from Bumpkin County, which is up in the mountains, 5 hours away.
Is there a Bumpkin County?
Yeah. Bumpkin County. B-U-N-C-O-M-B-E.
Bumpkin. See, I want to meet Mr. Bumpkin. There's got to be a Mr. Bumpkin 300 years ago, and he did okay.
Right.
Why does someone end up at Tabor, at the Tabor Institution? What is there?
They say that our facility is one of the better maximum security facilities. And they say we house all of the bad people.
So it's high level. It's high level stuff.
We have a minimum cap. We have downgraded our medium custody, and now we are more close custody inmates.
What do you do on a daily basis? Try to break it down in 29 words or less. What do you do on a daily basis?
Talk to people.
And about their what?
Life. No. I deal with the mental health caseload. Anyone who is on mental health or receiving mental health services while they're incarcerated, my job is to make sure that they have mental health once they go home.
Wow. And man, do you ever get teary? Are you tough as nails?
Oh no. I'm compassionate, but I think it doesn't make me weak and crying, but it just builds my heart to, there are more stories beyond mine, which I don't have a big story, but there are so many stories that are that need to be told, that someone needs to hear, that could encourage somebody or could steer somebody in the right direction if they hear it from someone else. So
I've never seen you work in your minute in your at the institution at Tabor Correctional Institution, but I'd bet $29 that you do great. One reason, because you listen and you listen and you listen. Most of what you did the other day was you listened. You asked a question and you gleaned information. You didn't even do most of the talking. Linda did. Linda did most of the talking. How did you meet Linda?
I met Linda at work. When I started working, June this year made 1 year that I've been the social worker for Tabor Correctional. And I think I met her within the first week of my training. And what was so funny, she saw me address someone else. And she said, that's the pastor right there. And I was like, I don't even know this lady. Who is she? And why is she telling people I'm the pastor? And it's crazy. You know, they always tell us, you know, you're supposed to be private and keep your information, personal information, at a minimum when it comes to conversing with the inmates. But at the same time, when you see these people who are not going home, such as lifers, or you see these guys who are going to be at your facility for quite some time, you can't just not, you're not going to be, you know, deeply involved, personal, unfamiliar, but there will come some familiarity with you seeing them on a normal day basis. And from the conversation with Linda, and we just clicked and bond, and it's like my name went out across the prison, and every time I see an inmate, they'd be like, oh, there's the pastor right there, or make sure you pray for me. Hey, Miss Bellamy. And they have the utmost respect for me. And in return, I give that respect back to them, because at the end of the day, they're still human beings. There's still a soul.
Yeah.
They still belong to God. That's my mega church. My all men's mega church.
Yeah. You serve at three churches. You serve at four. You served at the dang seafood restaurant the other day. That's your fourth church. I mean, you serve at 26 churches probably. LaShawna Bellamy, you and Linda are the dynamic duo. Not everyone celebrates your work every day like we're doing today. I glorify God. I bless you. I honor you. Keep up the great work. You blessed us. Let's see a close up of your hat.
Oh,
it's a Bellamy thing. You wouldn't understand.
I'm trying to tell you.
LaShawna, thank you for being a guest on Laborers for Neighbors. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Joe. It's a pleasure. I'm glad you had me.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.